Amen. We cry glory to the King. Glory to you, Lord. We thank you for this time. Thank you for this day, Lord, where we can enter into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise, where we can worship and honor you today, Lord. We thank you for this time, Lord. Once again, Lord, we ask that you would just send the Holy Spirit. We invite the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit. And with that receiving, we ask that our Father's will be manifest in this house. Lives would be changed. Hearts would be touched. People would be set free. And we want to give you praise and honor, Lord. We want to lift you up and magnify you today, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. And thank you in advance, Lord, for the move of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, we give you all praise and honor and glory forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Everybody have a good week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. That's a good thing. Can't help it when you know the Lord, amen? When you're in God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor. We worship you, King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. El Shaddai. The God who's more than enough. We worship you, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our strength, our Redeemer, our Reconciler. We give you praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Father, once again, we say with all of our hearts, Lord, we want to hear from you, Lord. We yield our minds and our hearts to you, Lord, now, to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the one who leads and guides into all truth. We love you, Lord. I ask you, Lord, right now to open my mouth, speak through me, Lord, as I yield to you, Lord, to bring forth your word, Lord. A word of comfort, a word of praise, a word of exhortation. But all, Lord, would build up and comfort your people, Lord, would cause faith to increase. For this I praise and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're in trouble this morning. I got two Bibles to preach from. Oh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Will you stand with me as we read Isaiah 52, 5 through 15, please? Give honor to God's Word. Thank you, Lord, for your Word. Thank you. You are the Word. Now, therefore, what have I here, says the Lord, that my people are taken away for nothing? Those who rule over them make them wail, says the Lord. And my name is blasphemed continually every day. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he who speaks. Behold, it is I. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made bare his holy arm. In his eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Be clean, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. You shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him, for what had not been told them, they shall see, and what they had not heard, they shall consider. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word. You be seated. Recently, as I was getting ready to leave work in the morning, a gentleman that I work with came in who I believe is a believer. But something became very apparent to me. We are hearing things and entertaining things, even if only briefly, that are causing men's hearts to fail. Believers are having to really consider and having to really search and consider what they believe in this day and age. We have a man in office who wants allegiance to him from our military. We've come to the place again, like many years ago and several times throughout history, where Christians are starting to become or be considered outlaws. They want them silenced. They want us silenced. And yet the only hope that this world has is in God and through the ones who know God, which is you and I. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And as I was meditating this, things like that, the word that talks about how men's hearts fail them for fear. If you look at or listen to the nonsense, the garbage, the corruption that's coming forth from the media, that's in the newspapers today, even if just for a brief moment, you can get caught up in that and begin to wonder, God, where are you? God has not changed. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He has not changed. In Isaiah 52, verse 6, it says, therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he who speaks. Behold, look and see, it is I. I don't have these written down. If somebody wants to look them up and read them for me, I'll give them to you real quickly. You know, you can all be a participant today. Exodus 3, verses 13 and 14. When you get there. Praise the Lord. You brought your Bibles, didn't you? And if you didn't, there's probably one in the seat next to you. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 and 14.
Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you.
Amen. Amen. Verse 6 says in Isaiah chapter 52, says, therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he who speaks. Behold, it is I. We're told and cautioned in the word to be careful what we listen to. Be careful what we entertain. Be careful what we give heed to. Amen?
Yeah.
We need to be very careful that we listen to the right voices. When you look, because we're flesh, or you listen to what's going on out there, the first thing that happens is you begin to wonder, okay, God, where are you? How is this possible? And yet throughout history, they have tried to destroy God's word. They've tried to destroy God's people. And yet today, 6,000 years later, it's still alive and well and strong and going and blowing, if you will. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, I need three of you to look this up. First of all, I need Acts 10:36. Somebody look up Romans 10:15. And then somebody look up for me Ephesians 6:14 through 17. Verse 7 says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. It's easy when we have things right in front of our face to get our focus in the wrong place and to let our senses take over and to get caught up in the fact, man, it looks like we're losing. Looks like we're going down. The ship is sinking. And that's not the case. Hear the word of the Lord today. That is not the case. He's still alive and well. He's still on the throne. He's still in control. Amen. Stan made a comment in one of his messages recently. Pastor Stan. Jesus only is absolute truth.
Right.
We're told that we need to be careful because what our eyes and ears hear and see can deceive us. While the Scripture talks in Jeremiah 17:9, about the heart, you know, being desperately wicked. The heart's deceitful and desperately wicked. You got to be careful. The heart still wants to go back to what is received by the senses. Hearing, touching, tasting, smelling, seeing. Somebody read Acts 10:36, please.
You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all.
Praise God. Romans 10:15. Somebody have that?
And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it was written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
Amen. And Ephesians 6:14-17.
Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
Amen. In verse 12 of chapter 52 of Isaiah, we read, for you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. In this day and age, more than ever, right now, we need to have the armor of God on.
That's right.
The darts are coming fast and furious. And those darts are meant, they're fiery darts, to bring men and women into dismay, to bring them down, to cause them to be disillusioned, to cause them to lose their sight of God in their life. And God hasn't gone anywhere. He's still in control.
Amen.
He's still in control. I don't care what Obama does. I don't care what those people who are his advisors are. I don't care what unrighteous people try to be his counselors do. God is in control.
That's right.
Obama's not going to do anything that God does not allow him to do. And even if he does, God says he'll turn what was meant for our harm to good.
Amen.
God's in control. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 10 of chapter 52 says, the Lord has made bare His holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of God.
Amen.
Somebody turn to Luke chapter 2 and Luke chapter 3. Please. Luke 22:29-32 and Luke chapter 3 verse 6. Just go ahead when you got it. 29-32, yes.
Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation,
yes,
which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel.
Amen. Amen.
That's for me.
Amen.
Amen.
We can all say that. What you need to understand is when the Word talks about in the books of Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, talks about Israel, he's talking about, and that's considered a type and shadow of the church. How many know and understand that you have been grafted into that vine by the decision you made to give your life to Him and to let Him come into your life and change your life?
Amen.
You are spiritual Israel. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God is still on the throne, and He's still in control. I don't care what my lion eyes see. I don't care what my lion ears hear. And I don't care what kind of garbage comes out of anybody else's mouth, even people that you may trust. You need to understand that God is on the throne, and Obama, we need to pray for his salvation. You know, we talk about praying for leaders, but we pray for wisdom and things like that. An ungodly person can't operate in God's wisdom. I'm sorry. God can do things to manipulate them into places they need to be for the sake of the people. But what we need to be praying for first and foremost is for their salvation. Amen? That's the important thing. Everything else will fall in line after that. Isn't that right? Glory to God. Glory to God. Luke chapter 3, verse 6.
And all mankind will see God's salvation.
Glory to God. All mankind. When the Bible talks about the Gentiles, especially in these prophetic scriptures, it's talking about unbelievers. Y'all know that? You're the light and salt of the world. Jesus' light has been shed abroad in your hearts. He's given you power and authority and given you dominion in this earth. He's restored you to that place where Adam and Eve were before their fall. Oh, you missed a good place to shout. Glory to God. Glory to God. You have power, authority, and dominion in this earth because of the one who dwells in you, the greater one who dwells in you, the one who's more than enough, the El Shaddai. Amen? The one who's more than enough, the conqueror, the God of plenty. Amen? Hallelujah. We need to be very careful what we listen to and how much we take into this. I can tell you there's something about the man that I cannot look at him. I cannot listen to him. Don't misunderstand me. I don't hate Obama. I hate the one that he serves.
Amen.
You understand? What I hate is the fact that the devil has pulled the wool over the United States' eyes because of complacency and rebellion against God, to the point where they don't even realize that they're being sold down the river.
Yeah, that's right.
By the people who are in authority.
That's right.
Bob and I were talking this morning, and I was reminded about back in the days of King Saul, where Israel cried out for a king. Oh, we want a king. And he turned out to be an unrighteous king. And God had already raised up the man, David, to take his place at the proper time.
Amen.
A righteous man, who even though he had opportunity and motive, did not take Saul's life. He obeyed God and let God put him in the place where he needs to be.
Amen. That's right.
I'm going to tell you again, Obama can't do anything that God doesn't align to.
That's right.
And even if he does, God promises that all things work together for good to those who love God and those who are called according to His purpose.
Amen.
Romans 8:28. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 11 in chapter 52 of Isaiah says, "Depart! Depart, go out from there, touch no unclean thing, go out from the midst of her, be clean, you who bear the vessels of the Lord." Don't get caught up. The Bible tells you to go, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Don't be involved in all this nonsense. Don't be paying attention to what's going on. It's not wrong to see what's happening so you can pray in a more effective way. But don't let it catch your eye or catch your thoughts and drag you off of your focus. Amen? That's what the enemy's plan is. He wants to get you and I so downtrodden and so steeped in fear that we lose sight of who's really in control and who really has dominion. If you understand what I'm saying in the Spirit, I'm talking as twofold. God's still in control and He's given you and I dominion. Glory to God. Verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 through 18.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. Verse 11 once again says, "The Lord has made His holy arm, and made bare His holy arm." No, I'm sorry. "Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch not the unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Be clean, you who bear the vessels of the Lord." Besides, I want to remind you, you are the vessels of the Lord.
Amen.
Go ahead, whoever's got it. 2 Corinthians 6, verses 16 through 18.
What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. And as God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people.
Amen. Amen. We're in the world, but we're not of it. Amen. You know, everybody got all excited when they came out with this deal about swine flu. I'm talking about unbelievers now. They got all excited. They blew it completely out of proportion. And all, well, maybe it's not as bad as we thought. Duh. God's in control.
Amen.
I have nothing to fear from things like flu and things like that. And you don't either.
Amen.
You're God's chosen. You're anointed. The anointing of God dwells in you. The blood of Jesus covers you. And nothing can penetrate that blood. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 15. Somebody look up Romans 15, verse 21, please. This will be the last one. And we'll go on. Verse 15 says, so shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him. For what had not been told them, they shall see. And what they had not heard, they shall consider. Romans 15:21.
Rather it is written, those who were not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand.
Amen.
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 Amen. Now we read in this scripture about the one who goes and proclaims. How beautiful are the feet of the one who proclaims good tidings of joy. Amen. And proclaims the gospel of peace. It seems like I don't care what shift I'm on or who I'm working with. In the past few weeks, God has opened a door. People have begun to open up and talk about their lives. And the opportunity is there to minister the good news, to shed abroad the light of God in their hearts by giving the good news, the gospel, into their lives. I was sharing for a few moments with Bob. There's a young man that I worked with last night, or I worked with on Fridays and Saturdays. This young man got kicked out of his home. No apparent reason. At least it didn't look like it. He admitted. I mean, he's open. He's hungry. He's looking. He's searching. And he knows. He got kicked out of his home. He absolutely, very openly, didn't deny. In high school, I was very angry. I took things for granted. I fight at the moment's notice. And all of a sudden, everything that he held dear, he didn't realize what he had, like many of us don't, until he got kicked out and was on the street. And everybody turned their back on him, according to his testimony. But the one thing that he didn't come out with is bitterness. And the one thing that was settled in his heart is he knows that God kept him. He's got questions. He's got a hungry heart. So I've had the ability to speak life into him, to tell him how much God loves him, and to tell him, you're a product of God. You're a miracle of God. God's been chasing after you because look where you're at. He came out of it with nobody to turn to. Even at the point of suicide, something told him, you can't do this.
Amen. That's right.
You can't do this. And he didn't. God's alive and well. He's on the throne. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I don't care what it looks like. Don't operate. Don't get caught up in what you see or what you hear. Get caught up in what causes your spirit to rejoice and leap inside you, which is the Word of God, the truth of God.
That's right.
He is truth. Amen? Glory to God. It's time we stood up and became the army that God's been proclaiming in His Word.
Right.
Know that we are victors, not victims.
That's right.
And it doesn't make any difference. I remember a song, though all the world forsake me, and Satan tempts me sore, he tells me every care on him to roll. Amen. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What happened to Psalm 91? He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say the Lord, He's my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. He says, 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come nigh you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Man, your batteries ought to be getting charged. Hallelujah. Glory to God. many believers' hearts, believers' hearts fail at the sight of what looks like a major attack. They lose sight of the truth.
Amen.
I don't want to be one of them.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to read Acts 16:23-31 to you. Praise comes before deliverance. If you want to turn with me, you're welcome to. You don't have to. Acts chapter 16, verses 23-31. I know this is familiar territory to all of you, but it's good to refresh and think about it again. Yeah. Hallelujah. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, and so the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, supposed the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called out with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and ran in and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. He wasn't falling down before Paul and Silas trembling. He was falling down and trembling at a miracle and the power and the anointing of God that was in that place because of the praise and the singing, the worship of God, even in the midst of what was going on around them. Amen? That's the time when it's the hardest, but that's the time when you need the most to be in praise and worship it, giving the sacrifice of praise. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. And you'll come out on top every time. Every time. Glory to God. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and your household." Then they spoke the word. Okay, that 31 is where I wanted to quit. Okay, praise the Lord. Even in the midst of that calamity, where they had been touched by unrighteousness, been beaten and thrown into prison, their focus was still on God.
Amen.
They didn't cry and moan and groan. They didn't wail and, "Oh, woe is me. How could this happen to me?" They kept their focus in the midst of what was going on. And God delivered them. And not only that, save the jailer at the same time and his whole household. Glory to God. We're the only hope this world has. We're the only hope this nation has. Those of us who believe and walk in the truth and who have the greater one dwelling in us, the anointed one, Jesus the Christ, who is the anointed one, who has the anointing, and it's distributed in you and I because of his presence and our lives being surrendered to him.
Amen.
Many believers say they know God can, when they cry out in situations and attacks, but they're not sure, don't believe he really will. Oh, what an indictment. What an indictment. We've got to come to the place and stay, absolutely stay in that place where we believe without any hesitation, without any reservation, without any second consideration, that God is in control. We are victors, not victims.
Amen.
I don't care what Obama says. I don't care what the unrighteous people who hate Christians because their deeds are evil. They don't like the light we shed. We're considered the intolerant ones. We're considered, in their eyes, the ones who are wrong. But we're not. We're the only ones who have the ability to bring hope and change into their lives, to deliver them from the destruction that is right in front of them. If God came today, they would be without hope. Amen? The joy of the Lord is your strength. You can't have joy if you're getting caught up and listening to all the words that are around you, even coming from Christian's mouth about, you know, "Well, I hope. I don't hope. I hope in God. I don't hope about anything except what God says. And even that hope is not hope. It's absolute trust and knowing God is going to see me through and you through. Amen. Mark 5:36. Scripture says, "Fear not, only believe." Mark 5:36 says, "As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, 'Do not be afraid, only believe.'" Amen. Luke 8:50. We've got to come to the place where we get the tenacity of a bulldog, where we clamp onto the word and we're not letting go no matter what happens, no matter what comes our way, no matter what else goes on around us. We clamp on and we're not letting go. Luke 8:50. Luke chapter 8, verse 50. "But when Jesus heard it and answered him, saying, 'Do not be afraid, only believe, and she will be made well.'" Here's a man whose daughter had passed away. She was dead. And Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, only believe, and she will be made well." So here God is telling us today in this time, don't be afraid, only believe, and we will be well. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to read you John 16:33 from the Amplified Bible. "I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulations." I believe in the King James it says you will have. "Tribulations and trials and distresses and frustrations. But be of good cheer," or take courage. "Be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you." I hear the words ringing out in my ears. "Oh, death, where is your sting? And oh grave, where is your victory?" Jesus has already done what the Father wanted him to do, to redeem us back, and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And now he's given us the authority to walk in this earth, to be rulers in the dark world, rulers of light and good. Obama and little Miss Clinton only think they're in control. They're all in the same boat. Or as my mom would say, they're all tarred with the same stick. 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love." Does God love you? Has he taken care of you all of this time? Has he seen you through other calamities and things? Did he see you through the Clinton years? See, I can preach at you about this because when Clinton was around, I said to God several times, "God, I don't understand. We're losing. It looks like we're losing. But God's not finished yet." I lost sight of that for a moment. Never again. Never again. I'm not going there. 2 Timothy 3:15 through 17. Here's what it says. and that from a childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus, or the Anointed One Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Praise you, Jesus. Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. What are we talking about here? The fears and the anxieties that keep you down. Yes, exactly. The yoke and the burden is what Bob said to those of you. You've been delivered out of that. Don't let evil reports bring you to that place again where you get under that yoke of bondage. Amen? The Bible says, whom the Lord has made free is what? Free indeed. Amen? Hallelujah. I don't care what stories come out about the economy. It's God's money and it's God's economy. I don't care what they say. They only think, once again, they only think they're in control. We know who's really in control, don't we? Blessed are the pure in heart. John 8:32, by the way, is that scripture that says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I want to say it again. Jesus only is absolute truth. And I'll tell you powerful words that came from Stan. Obama's not going to do anything that God doesn't allow him to, but even if he does, God said he would turn to good or for good. Amen. In closing, Philippians 4:18. Praise the Lord. Well, that's not the scripture that I wanted. How does that happen? It happens. I don't know, but how does it happen? Anyway, the scripture I was talking about, that I was thinking about, that was I was impressed to give, is the one that says, think on things that are lovely and pure, of a good report. There's any virtue, and you know the rest. Think on these things. Amen? If you listen to the nonsense that's going on around you. 4:8, excuse me. I don't know how I got 18. Thank you, Patrick. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. These things which you have learned and received, in verse 9, and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God has it all under control. He has it all under control. Faith's not faith until it's all you're hanging on to. So you can't trust what your eyes see or what your ears hear unless it comes from the truth, which is God. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's where our focus needs to be. We need to be encouraged today. We're on the winning side, not the losing side. And I don't care what kind of plans. And doesn't your Bible say that no weapon formed against you will prosper? No plan, no attack, no device, no thought will prosper against you? Once again, Psalm 91 says, 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come nigh you. He says, only with your eye will you behold and see the reward of the wicked. See, one of the things we need to understand is in this time, we can't afford to, for even a moment, get caught up in the nonsense that's going on. Because at the same time, the devil's attacking in the way he is to try to cause men's heart to fail from fear and from anxiety. God's also dealing with the hearts of men and women, bringing them to the place where they're looking for a hope. There are men and women out there who believe in this country and who believe in what this country was founded on. They may not know how to get there. They're only going to find out from us as we stand strong. Amen? We know the stories of the storms when the sailors and the men in the boat thought they were going to perish. And Jesus says, how long do I have to suffer this doubt and unbelief? Peace, be still. And the storm quit. The waters became calm. There's a storm out there. For some folks, it looks like the biggest hurricane, typhoon, or tsunami you ever saw. It's like that missile, that final big missile is coming at you. But that shield of faith is able to quench even those. So I want to leave you with this thought this morning. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you're as encouraged as I am. For just a moment when this gentleman was talking about it in a fatalistic attitude. If you don't know what that is, come and see me after the service and I'll tell you. He says he's a believer, and I have no reason to doubt him. It's not up to me to judge that. But when you get caught up in these things and you start saying, well, I sure hope so. Oh, honey, you better stop and consider your ways. Amen? Your foot's slipping. You got to go back and remember that you're supposed to be that tree that's planted by the rivers of living water. Not waters of gloom and doom and destruction. Not poison waters. Amen? Waters of life. Jesus told the woman at the well, he said, if you knew who it was that you were speaking to, you would have asked and he would have given you the water of life freely. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
And I had a chest pain, and it was a lung condition. I could feel the pain in my lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Maria, I said, man, I got a pain in my chest. And I said, this is all lung problems, because I was coughing and having a terrible time with it. I guess I got into some dust and dirt. And she laid her hand on my chest, and I was driving, and she just laid her hand on my chest, and she started praying. So when she took her hand away, pain was gone.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
A woman that is so quick and attentive.
Yes. Amen.
You know, amen. I agree with you. I want to tell you something. Y'all need to understand. You need to hear this. Let this get down in your spirits. In many cases, you don't even understand the power that's within you that you have the ability to tap into. You just got to keep your focus right. Amen? And you got to stand. Having done all to stand, stand on the Word.
Amen.
And once again, hang on to that faith. Because it's not faith until it's the only thing you're hanging on to. Amen? keep those thoughts thinking on things that are of God. Where in the Bible does it say that you lose or you become a victim? The only way that's possible is if you give up or turn back. And there's not a person in their right mind that will ever do that. Amen? Praise the Lord. We need to sing maybe that song, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He's living, whatever men may say. I see of hand His mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you need prayer for anything today, now's the time. Hallelujah. 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 The God of plenty, the God of more than enough. Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. Jehovah Jireh, the provider.
Jehovah Rapha, the one that heals you.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And delivers you from all of your destructions. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, Father, right now I just lift up every person here, Lord. Within the sound of my voice right now, those who left, Lord, whatever their need is, Lord, I thank You, Lord, that You're well able and You're willing and You want to do for them according to Your Word. Thank You, Lord. We remember again Your promise and Your Word about how You think about us and how You think towards us, the thoughts You have for us to prosper us and not harm us, to give us a hope and a future, Lord. We thank You for that today. Now, Lord, we lift up every knee. You are more than enough. And so we thank You that that need is met. We walk in health. We don't desire for health to come. We walk in health. The price has been paid by the bruises and blood and stripes of Jesus. We thank You, Lord, that You are the God of plenty. We thank You, Lord, and we confess right now our bank accounts are full. There's more than enough. You're the CEO who writes the checks. And whatever it is, Lord, that we have need of or that You call us to do, Lord, You're the one who's writing the checks. We don't have anything to worry about. We just have to obey You and do it in Your time, not our own. So, Father, I thank You for encouraging people today. I thank You, Lord, that their faith has been built this morning according to Your Word, because it doesn't return void. Not because of me, Lord, but because of You. Because You are truth. And the truth will make you free. Thank You, Lord, for this day. Thank You, Lord, for revealing to us the ploy of the enemy, but the fact that we're, even though it's all around us, we don't have to be affected by it in small ways, but that doesn't mean that we're underneath it or we have to succumb to those things, Lord. We're free in You. We thank You for that. Now go with Your people, Lord. Bless them this week. Cause them to come back refreshed as we meet again midweek, next weekend, Lord, with a testimony, with joy in their hearts that they've never before experienced, Lord. A new level in their lives, according to Your will and purpose, in Jesus' name. Now we sanctify the food and the fellowship again and give You all praise and honor and glory. Amen.